Some unity. We have to be the change that we want to see. Bundy band, my booty guns down. That's what the world needs.
That's what the world needs.
Hey, a little more love and some unity. We have to be the change that we want to see. Bundy band, my booty guns down. That's what the world needs.
That's what the world needs.
Can you?
Radio. Believe it.
Yeah, believe it. This is Straight Talking Motivation coming to you each and every Tuesday right here at 1 p.m. on Carib Voice Radio, the edutainment station. Yeah. Leadership requires patience. Leadership requires patience and understanding. Sounds good, right? Well, in the midst of all of the things that are going on, we have to take a second look at what community looks like, what leadership looks like. And it's not just about the person that you elected or selected or the person at work. It's the person in the community that is a leader. And everyone is a leader if you take a quick look and assess your functionality in community. I didn't think about it for a long time, but I did think about it for quite some time in terms of what my role is in community. And if I say I am a change agent, and I do say I'm a change agent, then I must be able to articulate or define what I'm changing and why. What is the problem? And if you take that into consideration when you're thinking about leadership, you're saying something went wrong, needs to be fixed, and I think that I have some of the answers in concert with the other people in my community. Right now, everything is in a place where people are frustrated, they're tired. I keep talking about this because each and every day my phone rings and there's someone on the other end who needs some support, who needs a word, or someone that I am coaching who needs a word, or I call someone because I need a word. It's give and take action. It's developing the patience to understand what is happening around you so that you don't lose the focus of your mind and your spirit. And one of the most significant things that I do is I listen to music. I like music. I like independent music because a lot of that conversation, and music in general, but a lot of the conversation around music is what Carib Voice Radio's initiative is all about. And that's why we brand ourselves as the edutainment station. We try to bring a little bit of education into the mix of the conversation where the music lives, because music is an expression of your life, your love, and your leadership. You're putting information out to the masses and you're trying to answer questions. You're trying to share where you're coming from, what you see, what you articulate, how to solve the problem. Like the young lady, all the world needs now is love. Just a little bit of love, a little bit of consideration, a little bit of patience. And as she kicks off the cappella, I am very excited to just feel the energy, feel the surge, and I know you felt it with me. That's what's important, to be able to have enough patience, enough caring as a leader in your community. Be a leader in your community across all platforms of engagement. And I do this purposely. There are certain things about ourselves that we have to tell ourselves every day. And I am going to share a few things from my quote notebook because this is my place to go back in terms of conversation, retrospective, if you will, to look at and articulate what leadership and patience as a virtue looks like in my life. And I've said it because when I wrote this book, it was years ago. And I always say the beauty of a book is that it translates like a fine wine. The older it gets, the better it should apply to our leadership and our community. And it's part of the reason that I'm still standing in terms of what I'm trying to do. And someone said before, oh, don't say you're trying, but sometimes you have to look at the growth process within the construct of when you begin, so you're trying a thing, right? And as you try, it becomes more articulated in your mind, your heart, your spirit, and you're looking to lead the charge for the change that you want to see. And one of the things that I looked around and I saw is that while I was walking through the desert of this place we call life, I always pay attention to the people around me because I don't want to miss the oasis of life in another person. That in itself is part of the leadership construct. I like other people. They provide a mirror image for me, or a mirror image opportunity rather for me to consider, and also opportunities to learn what is new with the world. How often we battle between good and evil when we get up and go out and decide that we're going to participate in community, again, whether it's in a political process, whether it's in a local community where you volunteer, you have to treat the idea and the ideal of leadership and patience as a virtue inside of your conversation. And when we look at good and evil, and we refer to contradiction that happens in our minds, we know that we're being influenced by the things that we've seen, by the things that we think about, and as we look to see them come to pass, then we have to look and say, well, how do we solve this problem? Or how do we help? I spend a lot of time listening. Sometimes when I'm listening, people ask me, are you still hearing me? Because you're not saying anything. And leaders, when you have impatience, learn to listen more. I called up a gentleman and I said, you know, I'm tired of all the foolishness that's going on with you and your people. And as he began to listen, I heard the patience in his voice because he was actively listening. And when I became silent, he responded and he said, you know, Aubrey, I agree with you. That is why in the last few months I've made a decision to change the course of action in my leadership staff. I know that people are hurting. I know that I have to serve them regardless of what is going on in my space because they're valuable to me. And sometimes you just have to convince yourself through work, through application of knowledge and understanding of what the problem is. You have to convince yourself in that process that you know that you're a good person regardless of what everybody else is telling you. And a lot of leaders go through difficulty. And I always ask myself, who are these leaders coaching or listening to? Rather, who are they listening to? Do they have a sounding board? Because when helping process hits critical mass negatively, and you don't have somewhere to go, you don't have someone to talk to, it becomes a very difficult life. I know this from experience. And people always ask me, hey, Arby, who do you go to? How do you know how to do what you do? Who do you listen to? I have coaches. Coaches have coaches. And we have a different level of engagement because we have to look deeper, wider, harder, stronger, on how we're going to resolve something that's in front of us. I want to take a moment to be silent. Can you hear that? Brief moment being silent is when I'm actively listening in terms of leadership. And the phone rings, And I show up, active leadership, active listening. Leadership and listening helps me to become more stronger in understanding what the problem is. It's been an entire new month, starting with 3 days into the month. What are we going to do in this month? I spoke to a young lady yesterday, and I said, you know, you've got 20 days, beginning the day before, as a goal, to change your style of leadership, to try to understand why people are having more conversations across the horizontal plane in your organization. Why are they going to each other? Why are they, and then it turns out in community that you don't communicate with the leadership. So when you have that horizontal conversation, it's de-edification. Because the leader doesn't know what you're thinking. That's why the vertical alignment in leadership is necessary for patients to be acknowledged and understood. A little bit of water. I like to leave the authenticity in the conversation. Being an authentic leader, caring authentically. If I have something to say, if I disagree with you about something as a leader, I am going to tell you. And many people sometimes get mad because, why are you sharing? Why don't you just follow protocol? Because protocol is not working. And I do well leading the charge. If I see something, I have to say something. That's what it's about. I have to say something. I can't just see what is going on around me and not take action, or call someone who can take better action than I can. That's why the people around you in the oasis of life, they are the ones that are doing things that you should take a closer look at. Because sometimes when you're looking to solve a problem, your answer or some of your answers may come from the person in your community that you've been looking at. And you don't necessarily have to share everything with people when you look at them. You acknowledge their beauty. You acknowledge their value. You acknowledge their belief system. And as a leader, you need to have a belief system about what it is that you're doing. Because life requires a belief system for you to take action. And the first rule of that belief system should be to believe in yourself and your own abilities, regardless of whatever challenges befall you. I've met people who get into politics and they get elected and then they can't fix problems, because I say to them all the time that when you're running, you need to understand one simple thing. There is a system, a belief system in place before you arrive that you have to navigate. And if you don't know how to navigate that, you're not going to be able to bring substantial change. And with all the news and information coming your way, you have to isolate information. Some people talk about fake news. Well, what is fake news? Are you doing the research to object to what you're hearing? As a leader in your community, you need to know what's going on. And that system of belief that you have should be measurable. When you walk into the room, everything begins and ends with you, the leader, as the center of information, again, in concert with the people around you. That's why you can't pretend to listen. You have to actively listen, take notes, not record, write down the notes. If you don't have a pen or a paper, ask someone. That also is engagement, because this is important. I realized that everything started and ended with understanding the needs of the people. If you're not clear, you ask again. and again for clarification. The things that make me who I am in all situations, the very activities that define my culture, represent my belief system, and I challenge myself to solidify those beliefs in practice. In the end, everyone can use the same formula that I use and have the results returned to them after taking action in any endeavor. Every 21 days, I set goals for 21 days, and then the rest of the month is spent in reviewing what worked, what didn't work. Am I still in the middle of the room standing in the belief system? Is it helping or is it hurting? And what do I really need to change? The purpose of what I do is the most important thing to me in my lifetime is to continue to be a community leader. Volunteer when and where and however necessary. When you are hired to do a job as a leader, there's leadership in the workplace. When you're hired, your responsibility is to make your job description work successfully. I have a set of talents and gifts that God felt was a natural part of my character and history. So I could make the world a better place. And that's what I'm doing right now, right here on Straight Talk and Motivation. I titled Straight Talk and Motivation to come clear as possible with what I want to say. There are days when I'm tired, and there are days when I'm full of energy. And people who really know me know that I keep unusual hours. And some of my team complain, you know, you need to get more rest. You need to change up some of your sleeping habits because people need you, but you need to be centered even more. And I take that into consideration, but I also take the opportunity to purposely relax myself in my own way. And that's also a part of leadership, being able to create a new resurgence in your body, in your mind, in your spirit, when you're helping and part of the helping process. Very important. Giving back to young people the opportunity. As a leader, don't tell people what you can do for them. Show them. And have patience while you are leading. One of the greatest things people say to me, Arby, all the time, and recently they've been saying, you don't have enough patience like you used to. But when things are hitting critical mass, it's not the patience that's the problem. It's the lack of activity to support the outcome that you're looking for. And I don't like to do a lot of talking. And it's strange because as a public speaker, that's the job, to speak. And I agreed with myself that when someone else is speaking and saying what I want said, I shut up and I listen to them. And then I take action with them in concert with them because it's all about a party. It's about a concert, in concert, together. We can accomplish much more. That's what team is about. That's what community is about. And a leader is a leader for self to begin with, because you yourself are a community of self. Your mind, your body, your spirit, all of those, it's all of we up in there in that conversation when you show up and when you show out. Culturally, I'm a Barbadian, but I'm also a world-class leader, a world-class person. If you are listening to this show right now, When you open your mouth, you have to recognize that you're touching the world. Because someone, somewhere, somehow, is going to hear your voice. They may never meet you. Like with me, a lot of people have never met me personally. And sometimes I prefer it that way. And especially now in COVID, it allows for me to use my voice as a change agent locally and globally. Thinking local, growing global. I have already done that over and over and over again. It's the hybrid construct. Sometimes in class, you go into the classroom when things were necessary to catch up with your students. I spoke to one yesterday, and he was very excited to reconnect with me. We had a nice conversation, and I shared some of the things that I'm doing, and he shared some of the things that he's doing. Very phenomenal dude. I'll have him on here one day and interview him, as I hope to interview many of my students. So that you get to meet those people. You get to meet the serious outcomes that have been fulfilled as a result of the leadership in the community of self and others. And I spoke about self and others a little bit previously in conversation on one of my shows. And I talked about the book, Community of Self. I think Nakim Akbar or something, that's the name of the author. But it was a book that I studied in college. And it talked about the leadership of self and many other things that are very powerful notions. Hopefully I'll have him on my show too. But I want for you to join me each and every Tuesday, 1 o'clock, right here on the Carib Voice Radio Straight Talk and Motivation Show. Tell your friends, build a community of listeners if you like what you're hearing. And as I always say, bring your pen and paper and let your phone do the work. Let the phone be the listening device. You get your pen and paper, your notepad, old school meets new school in leadership. Because your mind is more likely, and this has been proven many times scientifically, that when you write something as opposed to record it, your mind tends to remember the visual of what you wrote and the notations that you make. And I usually tell people, hey, that's my chicken scratch. Because I change up my writing so many different times and in so many different ways. But as we move forward, I encourage you to continue to be a leader in action. And what does a leader have, or should have rather? The ability to understand their purpose. Their belief system must have a value, and they must continue developing their skill sets so that self and others can benefit. Teachers in particular are leaders. You're setting the conversation in the classroom and out of the classroom, in and out of the classroom, for the knowledge base of the future generations of mankind to interact. I feel like I'm teaching right now. So, join us here. Weekdays. We're going to do a lot more promotion for people to understand where we're going and give you the opportunity to take those notes that we're talking about. We're going to show you how the new school, old school model works cogently, together. Very important. The education of mankind matters. And the edutainment of mankind and womankind and humankind matters. That is who we are. That is what we need to be doing. Leaders in our own community. Leaders. Because community is about what is common to you and the other person. And community is about unity. We don't have a lot of that going on right now. But we must research and study each other. Don't just get in front of people and talk about what you don't know about who they are. Give yourself a chance to relax by learning other people's culture as a leader. Once you are able to engage a person in your community from a different culture, you ask the questions. Don't tell them who they are. Ask them so they can help you define how they're thinking and get your data together. Be more creative in their life, in their space, and in your space. Because you matter, their life matters. It's important. This is part of the growth process for the rebuilding of our community, the engagement of leadership. Social media strategies like what we are using now, the app, Car Voice Radio, listening online, the conversation. When we started this initiative, everyone who didn't understand what the future represented in terms of media and authenticity. Because I said, when this first started, at some point in life, everyone is going to have the ability to use software to broadcast and tell their story and the story of their friends, relatives, neighbors, and people that they haven't met or have met. And as I speak, this is the experiential journey. I said it. I believed it. That settled it. And then the future took place. And here we are. Meeting and greeting, living and learning, loving people who are in our space. Meeting people every day in community. Locally and internationally. When some people in Africa go missing in conversation with me, I have to check in on them. Because we're living in times where sometimes the most important thing you can do is call a friend. Because they need you. They need that support. And sometimes they can't say it. So as we close out, let's do the love thing. Because what the world needs is love. That's important.
Tyranny. Oh yeah. T-T-T-T-T-T-Y. What the world needs. What the world needs now. What the world needs. What the world needs now. A little bit of love and some unity. We have to be the change that we want to see. Bundy Van my put the guns down. That's what the world needs.
That's what the world needs.
Hey, a little more love and some unity. We have to be the change that we want to see. Bundy Van my put the guns down. That's what the world needs.
That's what the world needs.
Can you imagine no more war? We not happy cry where you're fighting for. Imagine all the children and we're born not happy stuff. And no man would I envy what another man have. Imagine if we ever could discover how to treat one another like sister and brother. Oh God. And if we overstand the lesson, we could receive all the blessings in abundance where you have a weak job. One thing I learned in life, we go astray.
And though we stray, he will make our way.
See me, I say to Willie World, yeah.
Love's the only way.
What the world needs.
What the world needs
now. What the world needs.
What the world needs now.
A little bit of love and some unity. We have to be the change that we want to see. Bundy Van my put the guns down. That's what the world needs.
That's what the world needs.
Hey, a little more love and some unity. We have to be the change that we want to see. Bundy Van my put the guns down. That's what the world needs.
That's what the world needs.
Imagine living in a place where you're not judged by your color nor race.
No.
And everything was how it's supposed to be. Every man, woman, and child mind free. Can you imagine
if we ever could discover how to treat one another like sister and brother, oh God?
And if we overstand the lesson, we could receive all the blessings in abundance where you are for we shall. One thing.